honest with one another. Race, righteousness, and redemption. Detroit recorded 95% of mothers under 20 were unmarried. The seventh highest in the country. No wonder Detroit is the number one city in America for violence. It's not a mystery. If we'll face the facts, we might have hope for the future. Repentance is in order if we would have redemption. Thanks for joining us. Get a copy of the fact sheet right there on our website, A Portrait of the Black Family, saveus.org. Become a partner. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. God bless you. Let's pray for this desperate situation.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and I bring you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of John Shorey, and we're going to be talking about his book on the window of the Lord's return. And, of course, subtitled 2012 to 2020. Now, it's really a book about the rapture. And, of course, why should we be really worried about the rapture? Why should we really be concerned about whether the pre-trib position or the mid-trib position or the suddenly post-trib position are right? Well, the question is, is the Bible relevant to what's going on in the world today? And that's a question most people don't really ask. In fact, is God really relevant? Certainly, we live in a material world, and we see all these things happening, and some of them are rather hard to interpret. I mean, how do we make any sense of so much of what's going on over in the Near East and the Middle East, and America supposedly in favor of democracy? And yet, we find out now they've been lying to us. They've actually been financing the revolution over there, and we're installing new dictatorships under the control of the Muslim Brotherhood. And why would we do something like that? It just doesn't make sense. Well, with us this evening, of course, is John Shorey, and we're going to be talking about his view on the timing of the rapture. Why is that significant? Well, because so many Christians honestly believe in a pre-tribulation rapture. It's almost as if that has something to do with the very foundations of Christianity, because it's taught in so many of the churches today. But is that position accurate? And certainly, are an awful lot of Christians involved? Their church, but they're not concerned about politics because they think that nothing bad will ever happen to American Christians. Well, John, thank you very much for being with us tonight.
Thank you, Dr. Stan, for bringing me on.
Well, I want you to tell our listeners about your study, how it was that you came to write your book on the window of the Lord's return.
Well, I wasn't looking to write a book, and about 7 years ago, when my wife and I were on part-time staff at a church as children's pastors, we had a visiting evangelist one day, and what happened is that on that Sunday night, I kind of snuck off so I could get in on the last few minutes of his message. And when he got done preaching, he called people up for prayer, and then he asked people to come up and help pray. So I went up to help pray, and he didn't know who I was, but he came forward amongst those that were up at the altar. He pointed me out. First thing he did, he says, you over there, I have a word from the Lord for you. And he told me a number of things, but the thing that really caught my attention was, he says, the greatest years of your ministry are ahead of you. Well, a number of the things that he said over the next 2 years they were all happening. So I went to the Lord in prayer, and I said, Lord, you have been blessing me, but what am I supposed to do that will lead me to the greatest years of my ministry? And with fasting and prayer, all I could hear in my heart was I was to do a study on the end times. I was to self-publish it and give it to pastors and leaders. And this is how it all started.
And basically, of course, you started out believing the pre-trib rapture, didn't you?
That's right. I had always been taught pre-trib, and that's where my leanings were. I had a few doubts, but when I went to start writing this book, I figured, well, God was going to answer the questions and put it to bed, and I would know that the rapture was pre-trib, but that's not what the result was.
And, of course, the thing is, of course, the pre-trib rapture gets you thinking, well, I don't have to worry about anything because I'm going to be raptured out of here before anything bad happens. But tell that to the people over in Syria today, or the Christians in Egypt, or the Christians in Afghanistan, or the Christians, well, there are any Christians in Afghanistan, they've all been forced to leave.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulating coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
We'll be back here in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Sydney John is just pointing out that 2 Thessalonians 1, 2, 3 basically, in essence, says that the man of sin is not going to become apparent until, the Lord is not going to come for his people until the man of sin has been revealed. In other words, until the Antichrist is here. Well, basically, of course, that means the Antichrist has to come before the rapture. And there's no way you can change the reading of 2 Thessalonians 1, 2, 3. Can you pick the story up there, John?
Yes. Well, you know, pre-trib teaching, one of the main parts of pre-trib teaching is that the rapture is imminent, that nothing else has to happen. But if you understand that the Antichrist has to arrive first, then when you start reading the study that I have done and see the things the Lord has shown me, you realize that there are some major events that have to happen before the rapture can happen. Because when I was studying for this book, and studying in Revelation, the Lord showed me something about the coming Antichrist that we had all missed. But as I've shared this with pastors, teachers, and everybody, they recognize that what the Lord showed me is true. In Revelation 13, it says, one of the heads of the beast is fatally wounded. Well, that verse has been interpreted that the head of the one world government would be fatally wounded, and he would come back as the Antichrist. Well, if you study that verse, what you realize is that the word beast, one of the heads of the beast, is referring to a one world government with 10 heads, 10 crowns, 10 horns. Well, what people realize now is, you know, the Bible says that every people, language, and nation will be under the rule of the Antichrist. Every nation, even America. And what is happening is the people that are looking at forming a one world government are looking at global, everybody. And they've divided the world into 10 regions, with each region having a head of state. So that one world government with 10 heads, when it says one of the heads of the beast is fatally wounded, what it's referring to is one of the heads of state. It doesn't mean wounded in the head. It means that one of the 10 leaders of 10 regions will be fatally wounded. And you know what this means? This means that in order to be qualified to be the Antichrist, you have to be one of those 10 heads of state, which really makes things very interesting, because that even means the president, the leader of the North American region, qualifies to be the Antichrist.
And I think it's important people understand that basically the North American Union is one of the 10 major blocks in the world. The European Union is another one of the blocks, and then there's certainly a block in South America and in Africa. And basically, because John goes through all of these blocks, these 10 blocks of nations, which are accepted now as the basic building blocks for this one world government. And those of you who listen to our program know we often talk about the fact that the ultimate goal of all the secret societies we deal with is this one world government. But people don't understand the spiritual implications of this. And basically, if the Bible is relevant, and I believe it is, I think the Bible is telling us exactly what's going to happen, and that this is all about the world government, and of course that this is coming down the line. And of course, John brings out so many significant things, and one of them is there's going to be a great financial collapse. And you, well, but you go ahead, John, but so much of what John says as he analyzes this from his point of view and simply analyzing the scriptures corresponds to exactly the things that I have come up with from studying what the conspiracy is doing and reading what these various organizations are actually about today. So pick up the story, John.
Sure. Well, based on what I just said, when you realize that the 10 heads have to be in place before one of them can be fatally wounded, then what you realize is that the one world government has to be in place before the Antichrist can be revealed. And if the rapture can't happen until after the Antichrist is revealed, well, then what that means is that the rapture can't even happen until after the one world government is formed. Now, this really opens up some interesting thoughts, because what will it take for the nations of the world to give up their sovereignty and willingly join a one-world government? What will it take for America to cancel its constitution and willingly join a one world government.
There's going to have to be some sort of a major financial catastrophe or some sort of a major conflict. Would you think those were two very good possibilities?
Yeah, I think that something huge is going to ultimately trigger economic collapse, financial collapse that will be global. It could start in Europe and ripple to America. It could start in America and ripple to Europe. It could be started by a war. It could be started by a terrorist event. But the point is, when this economic collapse hits, and it literally causes the collapse of currency, credit cards lose their value, money loses its value, you would end up having a complete collapse of infrastructure. We would see famine, martial law, starvation. These things will cause nations to say, if there's a global solution, I'm for it. And when we go through that period of time, I'll tell you, in America, life as we know it will be over. We need to be prepared and realize that this is coming.
I agree with you, and we keep stressing the importance of making your personal preparations, but also your spiritual preparations, because terrible times come. I mean, here we're reading in the paper, you know, just today, that North Korea is threatening to bomb New York. I mean, what sort of madness is that? And yet, of course, the Iranians have already said that their attacks, they will be, certainly be spawned by attacking the United States, and we know the Iranians are actually practicing over there some of the inland seas over in Asia. They're actually practicing an EMP, electromagnetic pulse attack on America. We have no defense against it. Is that what's going to happen? We don't know, but some major event is going to be taking place. Incidentally, of course, North Korea recently said that they were going to attack not only New York and Los Angeles, Austin, Texas. Why would they want to attack Austin, Texas? But we live in a world gone mad, ladies and gentlemen. And yet, of course, behind everything going on, I believe there are powerful spiritual forces. And if you believe the Bible is relevant, and I believe the Bible is very relevant, and why, of course, I think this is why John's book is so vitally important, why we're carrying the book, and what we'll tell you later on how to get it. But I started reading the book, and I had a hard time putting it down. And many of the points that John has made, certainly are the points that I've come up with, certainly from my studies, from an entirely different point of view. But he's come up with these ideas based upon his extensive study of the scriptures. Go right ahead, John.
Well, you know, the title of my book, The Window of the Lord's Return, 2012 and 2020, basically, the title of this book came from a study from Matthew where it talks about the budding of the fig tree. And I did a study in the Old Testament on the fig tree. And the fig tree literally referred to the land that belongs to God. And in Joel, it talks about the prophecy that the fig tree would die. And in fact, it goes on into other verses of the Bible, which I cover in this study, where it shows that the children of Israel, because of the evil things they had done, that they would be dispersed to all parts of the world. And it says that the fig tree would be barked, which would kill the fig tree. Well, then in Matthew, it said that the fig tree would bud. And the budding of the fig tree means that the land that was dead, Israel, was not a nation for 2,000 years. But in 1948, the fig tree, the land that belonged to God, came back to life. And this was a miracle. So this is the basis of the window, because I show in scripture that a generation, because Matthew says one of these events was the rebirth of Israel through the fig tree. And it says, this generation shall not pass away till the coming of the Son of Man. I show why that a generation is 70 years, possibly a little longer, but 70 years from 1948 to 2018. And I show in a chapter called The Window of the Lord's Return, all of these events that are prophetic in nature, that are all falling in this window. And I believe that we are in the time. Now is the time. The Lord is coming soon.
Well, I think he is. I don't know when it's going to be. I think a lot of things are going to happen, but I think we're going to see dramatic changes in the coming years. And how soon it'll be, no one knows. We're told in the scriptures, no one knows when the Lord's coming. But of course, it is John's contention that the rapture is not going to come before the tribulation. There's going to be a great deal of suffering for Americans, and the rapture will be mid-trib. In other words, after 3.5 years. But you pick up the story, John.
Well, excuse me, I kind of lost my train of thought. But the window of the Lord's return in 2012 to 2020, if you take a look at Matthew, where it talks about Matthew 24, where it Matthew 24 is literally an outline of Revelation chapter 6, where it goes through the seals, the six seals. And at the end of Matthew 24, it talks about the sun going black and the moon not giving its light. And then it says, at that time, the sign of the Son of Man will be seen coming in the clouds. If you look at Revelation chapter 6, the opening of the seals, the sixth seal is the same as what it's talking about in Matthew.
You already know that calcium is important, but did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050, jigsawmagnesium.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family
and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
I thought we'll be back here in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. It's obvious that you're going through these other seals. And basically, you need to get your Bible out and go through Revelation 6. And basically, as he analyzed it, I learned a great deal. And as he points out, the first seal is the rider on the, open it, and there's the rider on the white horse. And of course, John feels that is the Antichrist. And then, of course, the second seal is that the rider on the red horse, and there's this terrible war and terrible bloodshed and suffering. And then the third seal is the rider on the black horse, and that's the famine that's coming to the world. And then the fourth seal, of course, is the... And here's what one of the things I really learned. I had always thought that that was going to lead to the death of a quarter of the people in the world. But, of course, this is the death of this one quarter of the world is going to come under this terrible suffering and death and plagues. And then, of course, then you get to the fifth seal and the sixth seal. And basically, John feels that the church is taken out at the sixth, after between the sixth and seventh seal. But John, you pick this up because you've done a wonderful study on it. You put a lot of thought into it. And I think your explanation will help our listeners understand what this is. As John points out, you have to actually read Matthew 24 and in conjunction with Revelation 6. You need to study the two together. Go right ahead.
Well, you know, as I was saying, you know, going through these seals, which you've just basically outlined, I had a struggle. You know, I just don't see the seals as the wrath of God. So I actually went to the Lord in prayer, and I said, Lord, would you let me know what's the difference between the seals and the wrath of God? And as I was praying, it was like the Holy Spirit just dropped the answer. And the Holy Spirit spoke to me and says, the difference is the delivery. The wrath of God is delivered by angels, and there are no angels in the seals. Well, I didn't know this. I went to my Bible, and I read through all six seals leading up to the rapture. There was not an angel to be mentioned. When you read through the seven trumpets of God's wrath, every one of those trumpets is blown, and the wrath is delivered by angels. When you go and you read the seven vials or the seven bowls of God's wrath, every one of them is delivered by angels. When you go into a study in the Old Testament, you realize that angels were involved in God's wrath. I mean, I could not even find an exception to it. You know, the angels delivered the wrath of God in Egypt. When David did a census that displeased God, it was an angel that delivered the wrath of God. There are no angels in the seal.
Go right ahead.
Okay. Well, you know, when you get to Revelations, at the end of Revelation 6, it's really interesting. Because what it says, I watched and he opened the sixth seal. There was a great earthquake. The sun turned black like sackcloth made of goat hair, and the whole moon turned blood red, and the star of the sky fell to the earth as late figs. Then it says, then the kings of the earth, the princes, generals, the rich and mighty, and every slave and every free man hid in caves. They called to the mountain and to the rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb, for the great day of their wrath has come. Well, you know, this verse is showing a time where those who are not Christians are scared to death. They're running to find themselves a hole in the rocks to hide them from the wrath of God.
Now, what verse in Revelation is that?
This was the last verse. This would be Revelation 6. 13.
Okay, Revelation 6:13. Go right ahead.
And actually 15. It says, the kings of the earth, the princes and generals, the rich and the mighty, and every slave and every free man hid in caves. They called to the mountain, fall on us. It says, for it actually in one verse it says, it's a great and terrible day. Well, you know, this is when that sun goes black and the moon does not give its light. It is going to be a great day for the saints, because in Matthew and Mark and Luke, all three of them say when the sun goes dark and the moon does not give its light, at that time, one version says, then we will see the sign of the Son of Man coming in the clouds. So we are going to be rejoicing, but it will be a terrible day when the wrath of God is at that point, when we are evacuated off the earth. Then those who have not accepted Christ will be looking for a place to hide.
And I think the other point that John makes is suddenly that they're in heaven, you know, and the angels see all of these people in white robes, and they're saying, where do those people come from? Well, of course, it is John's contention that the angels are seeing the Christians who've been taken to heaven in the rapture. Is that a correct interpretation, John?
Yes. Well, you know, in Revelation 4:1, most people, you know, that hold to a pre-trib rapture believe that the rapture happens in Revelation 4:1.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment.
Finally, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
John Shorey, and we're going to be talking. This is Dr. Stan, because John makes the point that suddenly as you read about the end of the sixth seal and again as you go into the second seal, a seventh seal, why, of course, the angels or some of the in heaven, they suddenly said, look at all those people there. Look at all those, where did all those people come from, those people in white robes? Well, of course, it's assumed that this is the rapture. But now we're talking about after the opening of the sixth seal. This is getting very, very close to the very end of the of Revelation, getting up. What is that, Revelation 13 or 14?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch
what,
that.
What is the reference that they're saying, well, where do those people come from? Where?
Oh, yeah, that's Revelation 7-9.
Revelation 7-9. Okay, go right ahead.
Yeah, so that is my point, is that if the rapture happens in Revelation 4-1, where we know that all the Christians, once the rapture happens, from all of time, which would be certainly uncountable numbers, once the rapture happens, we would be with Christ. The Bible says that we would be Christ with Christ forever and ever. So Christ is certainly at the throne of God. And in Revelation 7-9, when the elder says, who are these who have just showed up around the throne? Well, he wouldn't even have noticed that. And in fact, there's another scripture in Revelation 5 where it talks about an event happening around the throne. And you know what? In Revelation 5, at this time, it talks about all the heavenly beings around the throne, and it literally puts a number on them. It says, you know, thousands upon thousands are around the throne, and yet there's no mention of the saints in white robes in Revelation 5. Well, if the rapture happened in Revelation 4:1, they would be at the throne, and the number around the throne would be uncountable. But they are able to put a count on it. If you study Revelation 5 about this event, which I cover more extensively in my book. And then when we get to Revelation 7-9, where the elder says, who are these multitudes that cannot be counted? He noticed that they arrived. And like I say, this is very difficult to explain from a pre-trib standpoint.
And I really think as you read John's book, you begin to really begin to think entirely differently about so many of the things we're told about the rapture. But anyway, before we go on, John, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, your website, and I know that you will answer questions if people have them. Now, we are going to carry the book because we think it's a very important book. But well, I want you to be able to get in touch with John if you have any question. How can people get in touch with you or get your material?
Well, you know, I have a website called TribulationTruth.com, www.TribulationTruth.com. You can see a picture of the book. You can go and actually see previews of the chapters in there. And Dr. Stan is going to be making this book available through, you know, through his radio station. But I like to help people to understand what I've written. And I get letters almost every day from people thanking me for writing this book. And I try to help answer any questions that you have. And at that website, tribulationtruth.com, you can actually contact me, ask me questions. And as long as you don't inundate me with too many questions, I will do my best to answer your questions.
All right, fine. Well, Chris, basically, John takes you through the opening of all of the seals. And basically, of course, as we get to the end of the seals, why it appears that at that point the rapture has taken place, but it doesn't take place early as most people anticipate. And basically, of course, John reveals that the rapture occurs halfway through the 7-year period, and then things really begin to fall apart. In fact, as it says in the scriptures, you know, certainly everybody would be eliminated if God didn't come eventually, you know, to put an end to all of this. But you go right ahead with your description, John.
Well, you know, What really concerns me for the church is the fact that in Thessalonians, where it says, don't be deceived, for the gathering will not happen until there be a falling away and a man of sin is revealed. Well, that falling away, you know, when you understand my timeline and realize that when the economies of the world collapse, that will lead, I believe, very quickly to the forming of a one-world government. When that event happens, we will move rapidly to the seal, and when the seals happen and the Antichrist is revealed, then we are on a time clock that is so predictable with events all falling in place. I have laid this out in the timeline chart in my book,
But of course, terrible things are going to happen during that time. There's going to be terrible wars. There's going to be terrible famine. There's going to be certainly this war, one quarter of the world, it looks like almost a quarter of the world is going to be destroyed. All of these things are happening before certainly the rapture of the church. Is that correct?
Well, you know, I show that a catastrophic event, I mean, the collapse of currencies globally is a catastrophic event. And when that happens to where there's panic buying of food, the food delivery infrastructure collapses, within days, literally, your stores will not have food for you to buy to be able to exist. And your credit cards will be flipped off like a switch. And there'll be anarchy in the cities and riots. It will be an absolute mess. And what bothers me is that we have all been so indoctrinated that before any of this bad stuff happens, we're out of here. Well, when that event happens and we are not out of here, this is going to cause many, many Christians to question the teaching of their pastors. Some people are going to just literally be so mad at their pastors. They're going to blame God. They're going to think that God has abandoned them because we've been taught we will not go through hard times. And this is going to lead to, I believe, a great falling away before the Great Tribulation even starts. And this ties into an event that happened in history just before the Second World War. Over in Europe, as Europe was heading into war, there was a strong church in Europe, and they were being taught that the rapture was imminent. They were saying we're entering the last days. That Hitler could easily be the Antichrist. And that, don't worry, because before things get bad, we're going to be raptured out of here. Well, what ended up happening is the church in Europe went through persecution, tribulation. Millions were martyred. And because the rapture didn't happen, the surviving church was devastated. And they never recovered from this devastation. The church literally died in Europe. And that was a game plan of Satan. And I believe he is smiling today because he's about ready to launch it again on America, that we have been mistaught, just like Europe, that we would not go through tribulation. And it's going to be a sad day. We're not ready for that.
And another thing, of course, that John brings out, and he came to this conclusion on his own, and that is there's a reference, of course, in the Revelation to Babylon and the destruction of Babylon. Well, of course, Babylon is, you know, the ancient Babylon's long since destroyed. There's nothing there. But there's a modern-day Babylon. At the times that are being outlined in the Revelation, and basically, of course, what happens is there's it is the financial center of the world. But why don't you pick up your thoughts? Because as I read your thoughts on the Babylon, the destruction of modern Babylon, they were so similar to my own thoughts. But go right ahead. What did you glean reading the scriptures about the destruction of the financial center of the world?
Well, you know, it's referred to as Mystery Babylon, okay? And it describes a nation that is just a center of commerce for the world. And if you go and read in Revelation about this country called Mystery Babylon, it literally talks about, you know, global trade. It talks about a land that's surrounded by water, and the merchants of the earth mourn at the loss, seeing the smoke rise from it. And, you know, there are some people that think that the literal land of Babylon is going to turn into a prosperous land that would be almost, you know, almost like China or America. And I don't see this at all. I see Mystery Babylon as referring to a country that didn't exist. And that country is America. You realize that the United States is the only superpower that didn't exist when the Bible was written. Well, you know, if it was referring to the land of Babylon, that wouldn't even be a mystery. But if it was referring to a land and a country, a superpower, that didn't exist when the Bible was written, that would be a mystery.
Well, anyway, of course, they describe this, certainly the destruction of this nation. And basically, the merchants of the world weep because they have nobody to sell their products to. The whole financial system seems to have collapsed with the collapse of Mystery Babylon. And then, of course, it describes the ship captains. And they're looking back at this great city. And, of course, they're seeing the burning and the smoke. And basically, if we're talking about a major cataclysmic event, so it destroys a major city, but it is the financial center of the world. What's the financial center of the world today? Well, of course, it's New York City, the financial center of the world. And basically, if New York were to disappear tomorrow, the whole world financial system would collapse. Go right ahead, John.
Well, you know, this brings up an interesting point that I hear from time to time, and that is where people actually believe that, because the United States is not mentioned in the Bible, that what's going to happen in the last days will happen over in Europe and other parts of the world, and that the United States, we wouldn't have to take the mark of the beast, that we could just continue to do our own thing. And I'll tell you, this is wishful thinking. The Bible says that the Antichrist will rule over every people, every language, every nation. And America, the United States, is a nation. And you know, Satan, who will take control of this world leader and become the Antichrist, it is his design that he will rule the world forever. So don't think for one moment that America will be allowed to just do our own thing and that Satan would not have designs over the whole world. We're not going to get a free ticket out of this.
No, I fear you're probably right. Certainly, I think you've done a great job. Certainly, what sort of response have you gotten from your book? Because, of course, you're challenging what is being taught in the vast majority of churches in the United States today, and that is the pre-tribulation rapture. And you're saying that the American Christians are going to go through terrible suffering. And, of course, then when the rapture comes, why, of course, there'll be a great falling away before the rapture comes. But certainly now that the saints are taken to heaven, they're described as the people there in the white robes. And then, of course, things really get bad, not only in America, but throughout the world. And certainly what you separate the first, and then the other thing is the temple. They're going to have the Jewish temple, aren't they?
Well, you know, in a part of my book, I have a chapter called Mid-Trib Rapture, I Make My Case. And that chapter has three parts. And one part is talking about six events that have to take place before the rapture. And, of course, the first is that one world government has to be formed before the Antichrist can show up. And there'll be a great falling away, as I already explained. And then the Antichrist will be revealed. That has to happen before the rapture. But if you study the scripture, it literally says that the Antichrist, before the rapture, the Antichrist will desecrate the temple. Well, that means if the Antichrist is going to desecrate the temple before the rapture, that means the temple has to be rebuilt before the rapture. And I show all of this, all backed up with scripture. In fact, I have almost 500 Bible verses written out in my book so that people can follow along and see where this is coming from the Word of God.
And I think you do a great, great job. And now, Chris, what are the six points that have to take place? Because you make certainly the world government, you talk about the temple. What are the other things that have to take place before this event occurs?
Okay, as I said, number one, as a one world government has to be in place before the rapture can, before the Antichrist can even show up. Then in Thessalonians, it says there will be a great falling away. And I show this as an event that will happen before the one world government is in place. And then number three, the Antichrist must be revealed before the rapture. And number four, the temple has to be rebuilt because it says the Antichrist must desecrate the temple. So the temple has to be desecrated before the rapture. I show that from scripture. And yet also, the temple has to be rebuilt before he can desecrate it. And then the sixth event that has to happen is heavenly events will take place before the rapture. And you can see this is the sixth seal where it says the sun goes black and the moon does not give its light. And when you study the sixth seal, along with Matthew 24 and Mark and Luke, all of them are showing outline of the sixth seal. And literally, Matthew is showing that sixth seal where it says the sun goes dark and the moon does not give its light. And then it says, at that time. What does that word mean, at that time? Or another translation, then. It says, then they will see the sign of the Son of Man coming in the clouds. And it literally explains the angels going throughout the earth and gathering the saints. Let me tell you, it's so plain in the Word of God. And yet, we have allowed teachers to put a spin on all of this to make it mean something that it really doesn't mean. I just want to encourage people, have an open heart. Think for yourself. Read these. You know, if we have time, I wouldn't mind reading a couple of small letters that I've received from people who have read my book.
Go right ahead. Let's at least get as many in as we can. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, here's one short letter. It says, I am just reading your book. I am studying your book along with other books on the same subject. Yours is conclusively the best, most concise, and understandable. When I am finished, I will yell from the housetops to everyone I know. I received this other letter from a man who had a, you know, Bible degree. He says, Mr. Shorey, Pastor Shorey, he said, I received your book last Saturday. I have a Bible Institute degree from Liberty University, and I have studied prophecy since 1994. Thanks be to God that he used you to write this book. I believe the Holy Spirit has used you to write this book and do surgery in detail to the book of Revelation, an event soon to occur. I have already read to page 128, and it is hard to put it down. You make a compelling case for the mid-tribulation rapture as I have never, ever read before. And you prove it by using and allowing the Bible to interpret the Old Testament, by the Old Testament, giving meaning to the New Testament and vice versa, which I believe is the right method of interpretation. The window of the Lord's return is a masterpiece for the end times.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment.
Do you have a chronic illness that is disrupting your life? Have you lost hope that you'll get better? If you have, Rob Manning may be able to help you. Rob is an experienced nurse specializing in integrative health care. If you'd like to talk to Rob without charge, or if you need nursing care or recovery coaching, call him. That's Rob Manning at 613-822-7625. 613-822-7625. You can access Rob's website at illnessstrategies.ca. That's illnessstrategies.ca. And that's spelled with three S's. Or email Rob at illnessstrategy@live.com. That's illnessstrategies@live.com. And once again, Rob's telephone number is area code 613-822-7625.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes prostate support and recommends it. And thousands of men take prostate support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try prostate support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for prostate support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Moment here to wrap up the program. Well, this is Dr. Stan. The significance of John's book is it is going to stimulate you, hopefully, to begin to study the scriptures. Now, he does a very unique thing, and that is that he goes over many of these verses repeatedly. And basically, of course, as those of you who listen to our programs know that we often go over the same subject again and again and again. Why? Because that's how you teach. That's how people remember. And one of the biggest and most significant things about John's book is that you see these key scriptures again and again and again until you become very, very familiar with them. But the book is well worthwhile. It will stimulate people to begin going back and studying the scriptures. John Shorey, thank you so very much for your book. And the book is, of course, The Window of the Lord's Return. God bless, and we'll be talking to you real soon. Thank you so very much. Good night, John.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Okay, fine. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and if you'd like to get the book, The Window of the Lord's Return, why it's available, and, of course, by calling 1-800-544-8927. We're going to be carrying the book, The Window of the Lord's Return. We've already ordered them. They're on the way. We're going to put together a four-tape set on this, a couple of interviews with John, a couple of interviews with other people who agree with this basic position. And you can simply, if you want to order the four-CD set as well, you can. Or certainly it's not going to be ready, though, probably for another 3 or 4 weeks. But, of course, I think it's a vitally important that you hear this, that you learn to be conversant with it, and learn to be able to actually discuss it intelligently, and then go back and read the 6th chapter of Revelation. It'll give you a whole different view of what's going on there. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, we'd love to hear from you. If not, if you could subscribe to the newsletter or just get our products or perhaps advertise with us, or certainly whatever you can do, why we'd ask you to. And if you're not in a position to help financially, and I know that many people are not, then we simply ask you to pray for our ministry, for our provision and protection, because we're on the front lines of this battle, and I really do believe that the prayers have kept us going and kept us safe. And since I've been in this, a number of people have dropped out of this movement, this small movement that's trying to educate the people. Others have died under very, very mysterious circumstances. A number of the people I've interviewed have died under very mysterious circumstances. But we're still here for one reason or another, and I do believe it's God's will that we're doing what we're doing, and we appreciate your prayers. And then, of course, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, let me suggest, because this will certainly help you to understand what is going on today from a political and an ideological point of view. But then, of course, none of this makes sense unless you understand the spiritual component of what's going on. Because basically, this is a spiritual battle that's being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. And the question is the Bible relevant today? And I believe it really is. I don't think you can really understand the things that are coming down the line. And you understand there is a master plan to bring about a one-world government, to bring about a one-world financial system. And that's why they're destroying the system. And that's why things are happening and have been happening over in Cyprus recently. And I think this infectiousness, this destruction of the monetary system is going to spread across Europe and eventually will spread to the United States. I believe there's going to be some cataclysmic event, and we don't know how it's going to unfold. But I think, of course, if we have the Bible as a roadmap, when we see these events occur, we'll begin to understand them so much better. Well, my telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's www.radioliberty.com. You can listen to our programs there. I certainly live for certainly 4 hours a day, archived 24 hours a day. You can watch our DVDs, or you can read our newsletters, and certainly our more recent newsletters being written by our good friend William Grigg. But then we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. We ask you to pray for our leaders and our ministers, but please also pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And so we'll be back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of certainly of Bob Fletcher. Hi, Bob. How are we doing?
Hi. Well, I'm trying to recover here from my laryngitis or whatever I've got.
We'll try to
struggling.
I'll do a little bit more talking than I usually do when we have you on, because usually, why we let you do all the talking? Because you do such a good job. But what are we going to talk about tonight?
Well, I guess what everybody's been talking about for hundreds of years, I guess, and that's the weather. We can talk about the weather, and we have introduction into the weather system of some very strange things that we don't commonly have. We're not just talking about common weather structures, which, of course, we've been noticing the Midwest getting pulverized with tornadoes and the hurricane season coming upon us with the prediction of having maybe 30 or 40% more hurricanes than usual.
And you know, basically, we're seeing basically snow suddenly in the Middle West. You know, in the middle of May, the end of May. I know I was down at the wharf here in Santa Cruz this last Sunday, a weekend, and the gentleman who owns one of the restaurants there said, "Have you ever seen as much wind as we're having now?" He's been there probably for 30 or 40 years, and his comment to me was, "I've never seen this much wind before." And he's talking about the wind here on the west coast of California. You're absolutely right. Something is altering our weather. What could that be? Is this simply an act of God, or is it possibly an act of men? Go right ahead.
It may be partially, because it could be the act of man. As we know, they've been fooling with weather and weather control and alteration. Then, of course, the Chinese now, they've had this huge weather control operation for a few years. Once they were able to steal all the latest mischievous electronic weather manipulation that the United States has. And, of course, that's a separate show that maybe we need to talk about in another next week or sometime. And that may be the successful theft and thievery of so much data out of the Department of Defense and the Pentagon, tracked right back to Red China, with them getting into our computers. But I'll tell you what I'm positive it is at this point. And again, I've talked about this before, and we're working on it to put it into a configuration so everybody will understand it too. But we do have an approaching astronomical problem, and that is the Nibiru or Planet X or whatever you want to call it. It's been given three or four different names over the last 10 years, but I believe that's already affecting our weather, as it is and has been affecting the outer planets for the last couple of years, very seriously.
Well, you're going to have to tell us about this because I'm not acquainted with it. Is this an asteroid? Is this another planet? What is this and how is it influencing the weather patterns in other planets? How is it influencing possibly our weather here today? Our guest is Bob Fletcher. And basically, Bob is certainly one of the most astute guests that we have. We have him on a regular basis. He's been at this battle for a long period of time, since the CIA asset went in and destroyed his toy business back in the early 1980s. And we'll be back in just a moment with Bob Fletcher here at Radio Liberty.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
A concern about the huge, what is the 10th planet, with this Nibiru that's been out and makes this huge 2,000 to 3,000 year orbit of the Earth, and they're genuinely anticipating it, and that's what I've been working on is when I tried to find out where billions and billions of dollars have gone to here in the last 10, 20, 30 years. And how the increase of money of vanishing and huge sums amounts of money, not the regular money stolen by criminals out of Washington, which is in the millions all the time, but where this money was going, and I've finally figured it out, and that's of course what I've been working on my DVD.
But how what does that have to do with this planet?
Well, what it has to do is, they know it's coming. They are refusing to formally notify the people of the Earth in general. the elitists at the highest levels are building hideouts for themselves in all of this. It's starting to now, for the first time in the last couple of years or even the last year, it's starting to flex its muscles by as it approaches other planets in our solar system. From the outer planets inward, it's been changing and altering and causing atmospheric changes on those planets. It may be even affecting the sun. And as of yesterday, NASA photographed with their observatory what is possibly the largest solar coronal hole, a hole in the atmosphere of the sun itself. And now this hole that we're talking about, it was photographed only the day or so, actually yesterday and a couple of days prior to that, as it was developing. It's called a coronal hole, and it literally is the equivalent of the Earth's atmosphere around the sun, that, of course, is quite different from ours. But nonetheless, it is a huge opening, an aperture in the atmosphere. And what this has permitted, which June 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, if there's any impact at all, we will feel it from this in terms of geomagnetic storms and aurora borealis that we're not used to at all around possibly both the poles of the Earth. And depending on when a major, what they call major blasts of solar wind and magnetic fields have blasted out of this hole as of yesterday, and it will be about June the 2nd or the 3rd, it'll be crossing Earth's path. Now, depending on what direction the Earth is at the very time that these bombardments come from the solar magnetic storms, when they hit the Earth, depending on where those atmospheric holes are in our atmosphere, it will either permit or it will help to deflect these storms. If we happen to be aimed in the wrong direction, there are a couple of large openings in our own atmosphere. It will permit these huge storms of plasma coming from the sun.
Well, now, basically, are you talking about gamma rays that are coming in?
Similarly to gamma rays. Oh, yes, they're geomagnetic storms is the way they're described.
Well, basically, Chris, with the gamma rays, as something with a solar flare.
Similar to solar flares. That's what we're talking about, type of energy.
Well, let me explain to our listeners. Sure. Basically, these can come in if they are of insufficient intensities. The gamma rays come in, they hit the oxygen molecules, they break off electrons, and then this whole a stream of electrons sweeps around the world as an electronic storm and simply fries the electronic grid. Now, basically, that is, of course, what the danger of it, the solar flares and certainly or of an EMP, a nuclear attack in the stratosphere. Are you actually suggesting that this is a possibility?
Absolutely. By the way, now, so you get an idea of what I'm talking about in terms of size of they're referring to them as coronal holes, and they are a hole in the sun's atmosphere itself, all right? And these holes, commonly they open and close, and they kind of do that on a somewhat of a regular basis, and it causes a huge variation in these magnetic solar energy bursts that come from the sun, which commonly... the amount involved, et cetera, is such that the Earth's atmosphere does deflect them. Now, what happened 10 years ago, or whatever it was, we discovered that there were, in fact, some holes in our own protective shield, if you will. And so there are holes that have been recognized now. And the big problem is a little bit like a roulette table. And that is that depending on how the Earth's turning and where it's aimed towards the sun when these flares go off, if they happen to be mild in terms of maybe just having some pretty colors in the skies in the north or the south around the poles, or if they are magnetically enough to cause a problem. All right. Now, what has happened, to give you an idea of size, if you take a golf ball that we're all familiar with, you take a golf ball and you take a basketball, all right, the basketball being the sun itself, the actually you would have to utilize something about the, yeah, let's say about the size of a golf ball next to the basketball. That golf ball would be the size of this hole that busted open, and the size of the earth compared to that hole would be one little divot, one of the little marks on the golf ball. So if you're holding the golf ball in your hand, that's the size of the hole that's opened up. And if you're looking at that golf ball, it would be that one little divot, the little round hole indention on a golf ball would be the size of the earth. That's how big this solar coronal hole is. So it's not something to be just scoffed at. They're not sure. Nobody, of course, in our government, the way they've been handling us now and for so many years, they're not going to tell us if there's anything to worry about anyhow until it takes place. The lesser of all things will be geomagnetic storms dancing around both the North and the South Pole, lighting up the aurora borealis in manner such that we haven't seen in maybe 100 years. And the worst condition is that if it strikes us just right, it can fry satellite communications and electronic communications in several parts of the Earth, again, depending on how it happens to hit us.
But, Bob, are you suggesting this is going to happen next week, or it could happen next week?
No, it will happen June 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, and it's only a matter of degree. That's all. The only difference is left hand or right hand. It's either going to be a lot of pretty funny colors in the sky, aurora borealis possibly showing up in places where we are not usually seeing it, and or the worst case is that we will have electronic interruptions.
But Bob, so how could this be going on and we're not hearing about it?
Well, if you want to go, again, it's a matter of, I guess, keeping your ear to the ground, so to speak. If you will go and look up, simply look up NASA May 29th and the word coronal hole, you can look it up and you can find their own pictures that they just took of this. And again, they're not going to tell us, even when things like this planet X, the 10th planet, when it swings around a little bit closer, I don't know when they plan to tell people about it. But see, the problem that's so surprising is Russia and China are alerting their people on a regular basis and have been about the incoming and the changing of the planet temperatures and the atmospheres and all that. They are putting it on their news, and America, who brags ourselves to be so free, is the one that's getting the very least of the information on these things.
But I think what most people don't understand is that as far as being protected from the effects of an electromagnetic attack, either a solar flare or an explosion in the atmosphere of one nuclear weapon, there's only two nations in the world that are hardened and have actually protected themselves and their population. Who are they? Russia and China, of course. But you're never going to hear this in the controlled media. In fact, I've been reading about EMP attacks and the threat of this for some time. It wasn't until this last week when I talked to Peter Pry, who was the Assistant Executive Director for almost 10 years in the various commissions they had, and I asked him the question. You know, Sidney, I heard that Israel was protected. He said, no, Israel will be protecting itself next year. The only two countries are Russia and China. So they're prepared for this eventuality, and we are not. We'll be back in just a moment with Bob Fletcher.
While the storm clouds gather far across the sea, let us swear allegiance. Let us all
You already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
One, and it's like, I think, 1.7 miles across. If it hit the Earth like the other one struck Russia, which, of course, was considerably smaller, if it hit the Earth, it would be the end of Earth forever, period. End of story.
But I think I thought this was going to be a couple of million miles away from it.
That's right. It's supposed to be 3 million miles away. And I would imagine, other than magnetic influences and gravitational things of that sort that take place when these things come zipping through, the middle of our solar system, our planetary solar system, all of these things have a finite effect on each other. It's one of the reasons why we're seeing at this time so many of the meteorites and asteroids and things of that nature taking place. You know, there was four or five of them a couple of days ago. And people, we talked about one, and in reality there was like four or five within a period of a week. You know, like one hit South America, another one came in someplace else in Canada, what have you. And they're not making a big deal of this, but there is a reason for all of this increase. And it is, in my opinion, the incoming effect of this Planet 10, the Planet X, Nibiru, coming closer to our system,
Of course, really, the thought of the solar flares in the coming in, and basically, it's that there's the flare actually on the way at the present time.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yep. And again, they don't know. You know, they say, well, maybe it will just make aurora borealis lights all over the place, or maybe it'll be more serious.
Okay, hang on. We'll be back in just a moment with our good friend, Bob Fletcher.
While the storm clouds gather, all across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America.
This is Dr. Stan. I'm back here with our good friend Bob Fletcher, who's talking about the solar flares apparently are going to reach us in another day or two and could have a devastating effect or could suddenly be nothing at all. We'll just have to wait and see. But the fact that this is happening, and certainly I keep my ear fairly close to the ground and get a lot of information in, I hadn't heard of it. Well, that's why I love to have Bob Fletcher, because he's one of the more astute observers that we have, and we always feel privileged to have him as a guest here on Radio Liberty. Now, before we go on, Bob, why don't you tell our listeners how they can get to your website, how they can get your material?
Okay, sure. Our website's on, if you just go on computer and put in BobFletcherInvestigations.com, and that will put you to our website. We'll show you some of the investigations that we have available if anyone's interested in looking a little deeper into some of the things that we have and been directly involved with investigating. So it's BobFletcherInvestigations.com.
Okay, well, Bob, basically, first of all, I've been talking for some weeks now about the danger of an EMP attack or a solar flare, and certainly the devastation this would have on America. Has any of the people commenting on this recent solar flare have commented that this is a possibility?
Well, on the one hand, we do have a very serious problem with the advance of the Chinese, for example, not so much the Russians because of their financial status, although that's a little crazy
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done, get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today, 800-544-8927, 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap, it's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Go on and look up under NASA, and look it up as a, and using the word coronal hole discovery on NASA. They have posted a wonderful photograph of this thing. And the big concern is that this hole, which commonly these things will pop open on the surface of the sun atmosphere periodically, but usually not something that occupies 25% of the surface of the sun. And that's about how big this thing is.
This one is 25% of the surface of the sun?
About that big on one side. No, I don't want to confuse you now. On a single side, the picture that you would take if you were at NASA looking through the telescope, again, if you take it as a tennis ball in your hand, that whole picture of the sun, about the size of a golf ball next to it is about how big the sun the hole is. It's very, very large.
Well, but basically, of course, I think people have to understand that the solar flares are graded A, B, C, D, M, and X. And if this is an X flare, why, of course, it would be in real trouble. Well, we'll have to wait and see. There's nothing we can do about it. But I'm just so glad you brought this up. Rich, right. Is there anything else you wanted to ask before we let you go?
Yes, Grandpa. I'm still a little confused. Mr. Fletcher.
Yes, sir.
It's as big as you say it is. That sounds like an X flare to me.
I have no idea what their rating is on it. I apologize for that. I would simply say that they're describing it as probably one of the biggest coronal holes that opened up, and that it is spewing solar wind into the atmosphere, into space, and that NASA's Solar Dynamics Observatory made the photograph as of just a couple of hours ago, actually May 29th, and the corona hole where the sun's magnetic field spreads apart on the surface of the atmosphere of the sun and allows solar wind to escape. And the plasma flowing from this stream is expected to hit the Earth June 2nd or 3rd and possibly the 4th.
Well, hopefully it's not until the 3rd because I'm going to be over in San Jose on the 2nd. God bless. Thanks very much for calling, Rich. And let's go to John, who's calling us from Spokane. John, do you have a question, comment?
Yes, I have a question. Bob, I was following Planet X, and I think, if I'm not mistaken, there were daily downloads of what was going on with it from the SOHO satellite up till about November 2008. And then they would, I think they said technical difficulties and what have you. And they stopped. And I know that it was coming in from the south and that you had Bill Gates put that telescope there in Chile and you got all this stuff going on in Antarctica. And then the Vatican has its thing.
Right.
Okay, so, and then there was just a big blackout. You couldn't find any information. Talk shows, nobody's talking about it except for John Moore and you. So tell us more about Planet X and what your take is at this stage.
Oh, okay, I'd be glad to. And that's good question, as a matter of fact. And when you talk about all of a sudden blackout, what happened was several years ago, it kind of was, this has been banged around for generations, whether there really was one or wasn't or whatever. And then a few years back, I'm saying 20 years ago, 15 years ago, it pretty much was acknowledged and then classified as really to be kept secret. And information on it was they tried to keep as much information as they could away from the general public, just on the possibility. Well, actually, the reality being, how do you tell the Earth that there may in reality have something that's going to come around and cause Noah's flood all over again, that kind of a complete cleansing situation, if in fact it does swing through our orbit as it's anticipated. Now, timetable-wise, it's very difficult. Nobody's been able to come with a real good, accurate timetable on this thing. But it's now starting to be photographed at certain levels in certain locations on the Earth, aiming out in the right direction at the right time. And there are, like the Red Chinese and the Russians, have accepted the concept that it is coming back around. They have spent multi-billions, the same as the United States has, secretly with our taking our money covertly and building all these underground facilities, not for you and I, but for themselves. And that's the reality. If everybody in Russia is wrong, and everybody at the highest levels of China is wrong, and everybody in the United States is wrong, they're all making this mistake simultaneously and building all these hideouts and everything and buying the ammunition and everything that they are to protect themselves when the poop is the fan. And the bottom line, in terms of the planet itself, if it is as has been described, it is about five times the size of the Earth. It's huge. It's very big. It's not expected to strike the Earth, but it's expected to pass the orbit of the Earth, coming in one time and going out, some kind of a period of approximately a week, coming through one side and out the other side of our orbit. If it does this and passes as that closely to pass through, they anticipate just a multitude of gravitational alterations, magnetics, and all the rest of that, an effect that that would be just devastating. So the leadership apparently knows about it. They're spending money on hiding themselves when they have to. They are all doing it. This is not random, and it's not something that's being made up. This all can be, it's proven, the expenditures. So instead of just stealing the money, they're taking it now and putting it into preventative actions for themselves at the highest levels. The name has been changed. Originally, it was referenced as Planet X, and then they started to go back to the words, using the words Nibiru, because it was kind of like maybe it was another planet or something, and there was some confusion about a brown dwarf planet that was floating around. And that's all intentional so that nobody zeroes in specifically on what we may be talking about. Everybody, of course, wants to know when, and it appears the potential is sometime between now and maybe the next 18 months. But, it you know, until it gets closer, that's kind of an indefinite point in time.
Well, but, now, on that, yes. If I may,
yes,
isn't that the reason why they chose Denver and up against near the on that side of the Rocky Mountains for continuity of government? And isn't that the reason why all those abandoned inland cities in China, or no?
No. All of that's accurate. As a matter of fact, and what the very things that you're talking about is a few bits and pieces on the new DVD that I'm working on feverishly to try to get it completed. And I've had so many difficulties. But anyhow, some of those things you're talking about does fit into it. There's things called the ghost cities in China. What I have found out, apparently, Chinese geographic experts and geologists have estimated that those areas where China has built these cities for millions but have kept them vacant, that these will be will rise up even possibly another 500 feet when, in fact, all of this Earth changes takes place from the planet coming through again. And so not only are they already built in highlands, but they actually will be higher when the time comes that the geography of the Earth gets altered by this this darn 10th planet swinging through our particular orbit. So yes, those Chinese cities that have been manufactured are still being built today as we speak, that can hold millions of people, just like New York City, and being kept empty. They are being created as safe spots for a select few million Chinese. Yes, sir. And that's right. Why they're where they're spending their money. And at the same time, we are, of course, spending money at not only the Denver airport as an underground, but there's like 100 of them located in different places in the mountainsides and in where they've taken over the old NORAD facility. That's converted into a hideout for the elite and several others. And there's about 100 of them, which I do have a list of all of them, as a matter of fact.
And incidentally, I talked to Peter Pry a couple of days yesterday morning. He was 30 years in Washington, D.C. He was the executive director of the Congressional Commission on Sydney, the EMG attacks. And he was commenting that the Russians actually have a mountain. And they've hollowed out the whole inside of it. It will hold a couple of 100,000 people, at least 100,000.
That's just one. What they've done at least is they have built, believe it or not, or almost all of them now, they started in 2010 to accomplish 5,000 hideouts for Russian people. Now, of course, they're not all big, fancy facilities like you would see for the presidential level people. That's how many they were doing, and some of them are as big as you're referring to. Some of them are the size of cities that could hold thousands and thousands of people, and that's correct.
John, do you have anything else you want to ask before we let you go?
Nope.
I guess we lost
John.
Did
we lose him? Okay. Well, that was a good call.
It really was. And basically, of course, this is why we love having you on here. And basically, most of our listeners aren't even aware of these things, so this is not imaginary, ladies and gentlemen. This is very real. And as I say, I talked to Peter Pry this morning. He was telling me about this center in Russia, a whole mountain hollowed out, and he said hundreds of thousands. And whether he meant several hundred thousand or 100,000, I don't know. That's a lot of people to put into a mountain, but they're prepared for it. They know cataclysmic event is coming. The average American can't believe this sort of thing. After all, we're dealing with important things. Why, look at what the IRS was doing, targeting conservative organizations. Look, Sydney, what the Justice Department was doing. Sydney, tapping the telephones on reporters. Ladies and gentlemen, these things are important, but the really important things you were never going to hear about. Our guest is Bob Fletcher. You can go to his website, get his information. Bob does a great job and certainly one of our favorite guests. I hope he is yours as well. And we're going to be back here in just a moment to wrap up our program at Radio Liberty. But remember, reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But it's time we begin looking at things as they are, not as we wish they were. Well, Bob, we've got 3 minutes to wrap things up. It sounds like we might have an interesting weekend.
I hope it's not, interesting as in the last week watching all those homes being destroyed by the tornadoes. It's not something I expect, that kind of a thing. We may be visually seeing some electronic failure and interruption again. It's kind of like a matter of what direction the Earth is aimed when these plasma waves go splashing across the Earth globe. If we're aimed in the wrong direction, it's going to cause electronic disruption. If we happen to be in the right direction, we'll probably only have some fireworks at the aurora of both North and South Pole. But anytime, as a matter of fact, I'm going to point this out. Anytime you see extraordinary aurora colors in the atmosphere, it's something you can ooh and ah, but you have to be worried a little bit about it because it means that's that extra amount of these magnetic or geomagnetic flares that are penetrating our atmosphere, and it's illuminating the gases in the atmosphere, and that's, of course, makes for pretty colors, and they're real neat to look at, but it's not really a good sign because it means that our protective barriers are down a little bit in one area or another, so I just point that out when people see that stuff. As opposed to thinking, wow, how beautiful and neat that is, you might want to be, might want to go and buy an extra can or two of food storages for yourself. We got to always remember how quick it takes when we watch the floods, the hurricanes, and tornadoes, how fast it takes for the grocery stores to empty out when all of a sudden there's no electricity for in an area for a week or two. You have to remember, and I'm hoping everybody is taking these things seriously. I don't mean to be I don't mean to be doing a scare factor on people, gosh, things are just not like they used to be, and Uncle Sam knows more about it than he's telling us, and I'm afraid you have to depend on good talk radio to get the information that you're going to need, and don't trust the networks, I guess.
Well, Bob, thank you very much, and we'll hope that we can talk to you another week.
Yeah,
so.
Hopefully we're not off for a week or
well,
something.
Well, hopefully we're not going to be shutting down electricity. We're just going to have to wait and see. God bless you, and I hope you get that DVD finished very quick.
Thank you. Take care, Stan.
Good night. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We do hope you enjoy our conversation with Bob Fletcher. And we have all sorts of DVDs he's put out. You can get them from him. You can get them from us. Certainly has one on Weather as a Weapon, one on JFK, certainly on the murder of Sonny Bono, certainly on... There's so much fascinating information that Bob has put out, and I found him to be a very, very reliable individual. So, certainly you can put credence in what he says. Now, basically, of course, if you are unaware of the very real threat of an EMP attack, which could, within 6 to 9 months or 6 to 12 months, kill up to 90% of our population, why you need to get that DVD? You need to get the fourth CD set. We carry the 2004 Congressional Commission report. We carry the book A Nation Forsaken, written by Michael Maloof, who was 30 years in the Defense Department when he retired a couple of years ago. He was a senior analyst reporting directly to the Undersecretary of Defense. Well, this is a very real threat. You can get them by calling our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you don't have your Berkey, and a big Berkey, or of course, basically big Berkeys you can't get now, but you can get a Royal Berkey for just $10 more. And let me recommend that you get one or get a couple of them to have on hand. And you get extra filters because you can survive without food for a while. You can't survive without water. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. Get yourself a supply of medical products, and I'm talking about the things that you need to stay healthy. I'm talking about vitamin D, magnesium, iodorol, iodine supplement, because most of us are not getting enough iodine, selenium, selenium, curcumin, all of these things we carry. If you'd like a list of our products, give us a call. We'll send it to you or go up to our...
Do you have a chronic illness that is disrupting your life? Have you lost hope that you'll get better? If you have, Rob Manning may be able to help you. Rob is an experienced nurse specializing in integrative health care. If you'd like to talk to Rob without charge, or if you need nursing care or recovery coaching, call him. That's Rob Manning at 613-822-7625. 613-822-7625. You can access Rob's website at illnessstrategies.ca. That's illnessstrategies.ca, and that's spelled with three S's. Or email Rob at illnessstrategy@live.com. That's illnessstrategies@live.com. And once again, Rob's telephone number is area code 613-822-7625.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Right, son.
God bless America, land that I love, my earth and my earth, through the night with a light from above, from the mountain. bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above. From the mountains
show Thursday, 25 July 2013, in the right place. Oh, now we're going to spend the entire day on television, that is, talking about what the name means of the baby. They talked about the baby.